ഇതിലിരുന്നുള്ള
some little things, incidents here. If you had been traveling for a little bit and you hadn't quite finished your journey, you might say you had a before dark.
Oh, rest stop?
Or you still want to continue.
Oh, try to make a little nap.
You might say you had a ways to go, would you say?
Oh, you mean going somewhere? Just try to make a little nap. Keep on going.
Something was really common in you usually don't have to look for it in a special place. You say you might say that you just find that about
find most anywhere.
Any other way of saying that?
It's practically everybody.
Or if somebody slipped on the ice and he fell this way, how'd you say he fell?
Fell on his back, or you could say the other way.
Or if you fell the opposite way, how'd you say
he fell on his face?
Well, let's say you had an unsuccessful fishing trip, and somebody came up and asked if you catch any fish, you'd say no.
Didn't catch anything, though, I got away.
Or you'd say no, something
like that. No luck.
No luck. You ever say never one? None of you use that, huh?
In fact, last trip I went on, I hung a big old blackfish, and he straightened the hooks out of my minnow. And knocked the minnow off the line, and after he got loose, he spit the minnow back out. So I saved them all.
If you were a schoolboy, you just got scolded by a teacher or something, you'd say, why is she blaming me? You hadn't done anything. Say, might say if a school would.
Oh, you didn't do it?
Yeah. How would he say it? Why is she blaming me? I
just say you didn't do it.
Yeah. Did you ever say, I ain't done nothing out here?
Ain't done nothing.
Yeah. You ever use that around here?
Yeah.
Or let's say somebody went and broke your rib, and you might say, well, that's all right.
No, man.
Well, let's say there was some kids sitting around. One of them was crying. A little crying child might say, they're all eating candy. They didn't give me.
Didn't give me any.
Something went on, you were having a party or something, and went on until morning. How would you might say that lasted?
An all-night party.
Mm-hmm. But there are different terms, let's say, especially back when you were a boy, for saying things that lasted different parts of the night. How long they lasted, things like that.
I don't think so. I mean, most of them do. They called that's a shindig sometime, but that was not the real popular name for it. They said that somebody had hold of it, they said that's a shindig. I guess it's called Dougie Shins pretty well. But most of the parties probably run about 11 or 12.
Uh-huh. What if you wanted to record different things, how long they lasted? What kind of terms of duration might you use that lasted for? So-and-so, such-and-such.
Oh, you mean all night or half the night or something like that? And most of them usually have about an hour. I mean, just say to 10 or 10, 12 and 12. Mm-hmm.
Going back to lands and things, when you plow the land, what are those little trenches called?
The furrow.
Uh-huh. Or if you wanted to get rid of brush and trees on the land, you might say you had to...
You put a harrow.
But how would you say that process of using the harrow, you wanted to get all that, the stumps and things out, you wanted to...
Had to clear it.
And the things you raised in the fields, what would that be?
It'd be crops.